Hello and welcome to Do Well, your guide to wellness and well-being in Suffolk. Hello, I'm Anne and I'm back waving the banner for wellness. And banners is what we're going to be talking about in this episode of Do Well, where my guest is passionate about banning to the point where he's managed to construct some kind of tenuous link to wellness. I'm not convinced. Have a listen, see what you think. Do well. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Do Well. I'm Anne Hurst and I'm delighted today to be with a gentleman called Bob Jeffers. Hello,
hello.
Bob.
Hello.
Bob wants to talk to us today about the wellness benefits of blanket banning.
Absolutely.
Bob, blanket banning. Tell me about it.
Yes, well, now, I suppose I should clear up straight away. This is not about blankets, bedwear, linen, none of that.
No.
This is very much about banning things. So, you know, we're often around the dinner table and you say, oh, you know, what would you do if you were president? What would you do if you could ban something? And everyone's always got something they want to ban.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to ban banning.
Ban banning?
Well, yes. In fact, we're not, we would like to. We are actively. You know, we've got people are making pledges.
Okay. So you want to put a blanket ban on banning?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's blanket banning.
You could say that.
So Bob, first of all, I'm absolutely intrigued by this. How did you come up with this? And what are the wellness benefits of blanket banning?
So this happened one Christmas. I had my father-in-law around, rest his soul. And by the time we'd reached the port, he'd banned most things you can imagine. Young people, silly people, people with silly accents, Brussels sprouts, very keen on banning those.
Oh, just after Christmas dinner?
He wouldn't eat any, but not only would he not eat them, he wanted to ban them.
Goodness, so that's quite extreme.
He's always been quite a banner.
Right.
Yeah, a banner waiver for banning.
How does he feel about banners?
Do you know what? I never asked him before he passed. I'd imagine he wanted to ban them. I'd have thought.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
Carry on.
So my wife and I staged an intervention just before the Christmas pudding with him. We said, we're going to ban you from banning.
Right.
And he said, well, actually, you've got in there too late because I was talking to Marjorie and we just decided we could hear you whispering in the kitchen. We've just banned any banning of banning. So that's banned. So I'm going to carry on, he said. I was like, oh, wow. So my wife, when I went back into the kitchen, stroke of genius, she said, blanket ban. A blanket ban on blanket banning. Which has been a revelation. He was like, that was it. He was done. His goose was cooked. His turkey was roasted. He was no more banning, no more. He lightened up. He was the life and soul of the party. Because he knew he just, you know, no more banning anything, just accept. So here we get to the heart of it. Acceptance, letting go.
Right.
That's, you know, once you stop banning, you start accepting.
Okay.
That's the wellness benefit here. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we think if we can ban banning, we will have more accepting.
In these situations, Bob, in my experience, the more you push against something, the more you get, there is the possibility, potential for a backlash. So have you had any blanket banners in force?
Not that I know of, no. But what I can tell you is that we are actually, we're a successor movement.
Okay.
So prior to this, there was the accept banning movement.
Right.
And their view was, if we accept banning, we'll stop, there'll be, you know, suffering is pain times resistance. No resistance, no pain.
Is that an actual algorithm?
Yep, actual algorithm, human software, version 5. It just didn't work. The acceptance of banning led to, like a proliferation. Like, I'm so angry about it. I can barely say it.
I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like an arms race of banning. It stockpiled both sides of the Atlantic.
But it's almost paradoxical, isn't it?
It's a deep paradox.
How do you come to terms with that? With the fact that you are banning the very thing that you are banning? if that makes any sense whatsoever.
I accept it.
So you accept
I'm at peace with that
by banning,
yeah,
you are banning,
I mean,
banning.
Yes. I mean, some would say it's hypocrisy. Not just
some
paradox.
Might say that, yes. Yeah. I mean, well, I was being polite when I said
we actually
paradoxical.
Call it, well, actually, but you've hit on something, because we call it paradoxy. So it's not hypocrisy.
Right.
It's hyparadoxy.
Hyparadoxy. You've made a word up to suit this particular... Do you call yourselves a movement?
I think we call ourselves more of a sort of a moving blockade.
Okay.
Yeah.
A moving blockade. That's quite interesting.
Yeah. It's hyparadoxical.
Yeah, nonsensical, some might even say.
I wouldn't
suggest.
Go there. I wouldn't.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be impolite because I'm quite new to the blanket banning of blanket banning.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's quite.
Yeah.
I realise that.
Well, I mean, here's a pledge card.
Oh, thank you very much.
You don't have to sign it now. If you did want to, I could add you straight into the database.
I might.
On my phone. But otherwise, just take it away.
I might have a think. Yeah.
Yeah, have a think. And if you. If you want the wellness benefits, mm-hmm. if you want the sense of ease, flow, freedom that comes from a complete ban on banning,
right.
then join us.
So the wellness benefits you say come from acceptance. How does this manifest itself? Does it manifest itself physically, emotionally, spiritually? What actually physically happens?
Well, I wouldn't say any of those levels are particularly strong. I'd say it's more the... It's a difficult one, this. It's more the absence of a negative, really. It was always a tricky thing to measure and to use. But yeah, it's the absence of people around you banning things, moaning, you know.
Yes.
Someone moans, you could say, do you want to ban that? And they go, I'd like to ban it. And you go, well, you can't. Let's rewind here. So really, it's the absence of
goodness me, it does.
Other people's strong negativity. Yeah, if they've created a block and a resistance that you're going to experience again and again, oh, I want to ban biros, they're rubbish, they leak. You can go, well, excuse me, I'm a banner waiver for blanket banning, and I've banned that with a blanket ban in advance. And they go, so I can't ban it then? You go, no, I've banned the banning. And they go, I better leave it then, hadn't I? You've kind of outboxed me here. I think I have. And they might say, isn't that paradoxical? And I'd say, how did you know that? And then they'd probably just back off, really. And I won't have to hear any more about leaky biros. So it's the, yeah.
Yeah, I see. In a way, you've created, in a way, by freeing people up, you've created restriction.
But creativity, by definition, is expression within constraints. Without a constraint, there's no creativity. So this is, it's a very creative movement.
Creative, and do you have any haters, Bob, that you're aware of?
Well, we did. But
you
then obviously.
Them? No, you can't ban them.
Of course we can.
How can you ban them?
Well, they wanted to ban us. Yeah, no, we didn't have a strong foothold until they lobbed one over the top and said, someone should ban the Blanket Banning Society.
Yeah.
And we were like, boom, gotcha, straight in the trap. So, we said, well, we've already blanket banned the banning. You're going to have to lay down your hostility.
Okay.
And they did.
Getting my head round that one, Bob. But Bob, has anyone accused you of... has anyone accused you to your face of being an absolute hypocrite?
Not until now, Anne.
I wasn't suggesting it. I was just asking
if anybody...
You
think this is hypocrisy, do you?
Do you,
just be straight with me. Do you think it's hypocrisy?
Like you said.
Yes or no, please, Anne. Do you think this is hypocrisy?
Hypocrisy.
Do you think, or hyparadoxy? Either way, do you think that's what this is?
I think it is a bit hyparadoxical.
Great. Question number two. Would you like to ban this?
No.
What's your point then? Why are you raising it?
Bob, has anyone ever accused the Blanket Banning Society of having double standards?
Are you accusing the Blanket Banning Society of double standards, Anne?
I would never do that, Bob.
Well, then no one has yet.
Seems to be a powerful movement for sure.
It's been a powerful movement for me.
A powerful movement for change, maybe?
I'd say more of a powerful movement for staying the same. There's too much change.
Okay. Bob, this has been enlightening in Great. Many ways. I'd like to thank you for your time and thank you for your pledge card. Like I said, I'll have a think.
No problem.
Bob Jeffers, do well.
Do well.
Whoa. What the actual... Could you make head nor tail of that? I couldn't make head nor tail of that. Hip paradoxical? What? Hypocrite? Paradox? Or just massively irritating? Bob Jeffers there, waving the banner for blanket banning. Takes all sorts. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this episode of Do Well. Until next time, do well.